stating that I was just going to take that much of a part of the service this morning. A little bit of scratchy throat this morning and woke up this morning tired than I thought I would be. But I did get some good rest last night, thankfully. I pray that the Lord blesses this introduction here, that the plowshare would be sharp enough to break up some fallow ground here as we start this service this morning. And then I will move out of the way for the other two brethren. We find in the book of Isaiah, chapter 50 and verse 7. If you would take the time to read Isaiah 49, the latter part, and the rest of this chapter, it speaks of our Savior purpose in coming to this low ground of sin and sorrow to do that will which his Father had sent him. And as this chapter is being presented, it's at the very end stage of his life here on earth, as we read it in the four Gospels. We see that the Lord Jesus Christ came with a purpose in mind, and the purpose was that he would save his people from their sins, as we know in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21. He came into this world to fulfill that will of God, to pay the sin debt, all that the Father gave him. So it says in verse 7, "For the Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed." We see the attribute of God as we can compare it to something that we know commonplace in nature, and that is the nature of the rock flint. Many times in the scripture, flint is representation and is a very common stone that we find, and sometimes we find in farms that have been plowed and rained upon many implements made from flint. Flint is a special rock. It's made into tools. Tools of providing food, tools to make food, tools that are used to provide defense, and tools that are used to build homes. They were made into hammers and axes and spears and arrows, and they provide food, and they're also made that they can grind up corn and the flour and to bake in the ovens to make bread. So we know there's a intrinsic property of flint that not only can it be shaped into something very sharp, but it has a very strong property about it. If you know that there are some other precious gems out there in the world, they have very good properties too. They sparkle and they shine. And they also have hardness properties that seems as though the harder something, a substance can be, the easier it can be fractured. But not so with flint. Although flint has the same composition as portions of quartz that are made into it, but God made it in a way that it is used as an implement that we might survive by. Now we understand fully that this attribute is compared. Now let me tell you, Jesus is not flint. And you pick up a rock in the field and say, well, that's Jesus. I can say that that is a picture of Jesus. For one thing, this is a stone that's really not very pretty in its outward beauty. But one thing for certain, that it has purpose when it can be used, such as in this case, that his face is like flint, that it is sharpened for the purpose to fulfill that will of God that God sent him to do. And that was to pay the sin debt. Now, if we look at also other properties of flint, we see it back in the scriptures in Deuteronomy, how Moses wrote, I believe over in the 8th chapter, the 15th verse, how that God took them out of Egypt, took them through a wilderness full of scorpions and fiery serpents and drought, and yet they were drank from that rock of flint. And that's another picture of our Christ. Water came from the rock in Horeb. Not only did it satisfy their needs in the first part of their journey, but it also satisfied their needs in the latter part of their journey. Now, Paul writes in the 1 Corinthians letter, chapter 10, speaking of our fathers led by the hand of God in the wilderness. And he said, and they all, I believe every single child of God that wandered in the wilderness, whether they saw the land of promise or not, it didn't matter. It says they all drank from that spiritual rock. And that rock was Christ. You read about water coming from the rock in the Psalms. How that water flowed from the rock. And Moses, and then later on King David, writing in the Psalms, said that rock was flint. It's a mystery to understand that not only that being a picture of Christ, where that purpose was in that we receive that spiritual water that came from that spiritual rock. And all the times that we think of great monoliths of granite and stuff that seems to be that that must be the picture of Christ, how it's so majestic in its appearance. But when we look at a piece of flint in its unrefined condition, what manner of uses that flint has. And it's one of the strongest stones that can be made into anything. I mean, people in this land and in Europe made axes to fell trees, and they were sufficient. They were sufficient. And seeing that our Savior had the same attribute as the things that God made, he made it. And it's a picture of him. It's not him. But yet that scripture says that they were all drank from that spiritual rock, and that rock was Christ. Christ being in the rock that supplied those that represented Christ. But in this case, I can think of a time when Jesus was passing in, and he sent his disciples before him into Samaria. And they saw his face as though he would go to Jerusalem, and they would not receive it. He had a purpose to fulfill. And that's what it means right here when it says, he may have set my face like flint. It was sharpened to the purpose to fulfill all that the law and the prophets testified of him. Now we can see what the law and the prophets did. They looked toward Christ, but yet we in the church age, we can look back and see what Jesus did. That's what we have in the scripture. It is written aforetime for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures, we might have hope. And this assures us, gives us assurance that not only we belong to him, but he is ours. He is ours. He is our Lord. He is our Lord and our God. We can take possession of him knowing that he has taken possession of us. I thank you for your kind order and intention. And pray for these other two brethren as they come forward, that they may be able to speak in a better way than I can. Thank you.